And also, well, it is a big day today because apparently it's the gloomiest day of the year. It's Blue Monday today. Symbolically, today is the gloomiest day of the year. Do you feel gloomy today? Okay. Well, we've teamed up with Centra to help brighten up your Monday. Centra stores around Ireland are offering yummy tea and coffee for just yummy. Oh, yummy tea and coffee for just a single cent right throughout the day. Go in, you get a tea or coffee just for 1 cent. That's pretty good, isn't it? That's every single Centra around Ireland. So we're going to give you a chance to get a €250 gift card from Centra. And as I was saying there to Ryan, what we're going to have a look for is, yeah, just bring a smile to our face. Can you remember back how your parents embarrassed you? They did something that spectacularly embarrassed you. Let me bring you a couple of these. These are on Facebook. They are parents spectacularly embarrassing their children on Facebook. For instance, there's one, and there's a girl called Brittany. And Brittany is on Facebook and says, wow, it's Friday night, taking full advantage. Hell yes, let's go crazy, right? And then her dad Facebooks her to say, hope you're studying. Back in the old core, when I went to college, I studied 7 nights a week, never partied, never drank, never smoked dope, never had fun, because I was appreciative of the money my parents were spending and sending me to college. No pressure, do what you have to. Just remember, it's Friday night, and I'm delivering pizza for Domino's to help pay for your schooling. But you have a good time. Hope I didn't ruin your night. Got to run now, another delivery. Okay, yeah, that's a bit scary. Or what about this? A mother got onto her son's Facebook page and saw there was this guy wanted to be his friend. So, on Facebook, that's all. So she said, hello, this is Adam's mother. I'd like for you to answer a questionnaire to continue being friends with him on this website. What? Do you know Adam in real life? Will being friends with him on Facebook benefit him in a real life in areas such as education? Do you think you'll be a negative influence on Adam in any way? Please state 5 reasons why you'd be a good friend to Adam. Please give a brief description of your personality and what you do in your daily life. Yo. Oh, okay. There's 2. Well, okay, I'll give you one more. I have a few more of them I'll do throughout the hour. Okay, these are on Facebook, but this is... probably the most embarrassing. So, Michael's on Facebook, and Michael posts, there's nothing nicer than an all-natural boob. Alison texts back saying, that's where you're wrong. 2 natural boobs are much nicer. Michael goes, damn it, I forgot about 2 boobs. Mom then gets onto Facebook and says, son, the last boob you touched was mine when I was breastfeeding you. Oh, no, no, and everybody saw it. How have you been spectacularly embarrassed by your parents at any stage in your life? 1850-715-922. All right, embarrassing things your parents did. Jill, how are you?
Hi, Colin, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all. What did they do?
Oh, I was in the local disco hall with all my friends thinking I was really cool, headbanging away, and my mum was outside. And I thought I'd push my luck and stay an extra half an hour. So I had my Doc Martens on, head banging away, and the next thing fell to the top of my shoulder. And turned around, and here is my mum. And she stood, pointed at the door, and marched me and all my friends who she's collected that night out.
Could you ever live it down?
Oh, for years after, I keep bringing it back up. Mum, do you remember the time? And I'm the oldest, so it never happened to any of the younger.
Did you end up not talking to her for like a week?
Oh, I was just mortified. Yeah. For about a week, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mum or dad coming into the disco will do it all the time. Very embarrassing. Jill, thanks for your embarrassing parents.
Thank you.
Josephine.
Hi, Colin.
You have embarrassing parents.
Well, an embarrassing mother.
Embarrassing mother, okay. What happened?
I suppose, in the mid to late 80s, I played camogie. My family were big JA people, and I played camogie for a long time. And I, of course, in the middle of a county final, thought we were doing great. We were up by 4 or 5 points. Fantastic feeling, playing against Carberry.
Yeah.
And my mother decided I was doing it wrong.
Right.
Stormed onto the pitch, wet, muddy pitch, in her wellies and her rain mac, and took the stick from me and proceeded with the match. She proceeded with about 5 minutes before the referee copped on what was after happening. It was. I couldn't go back after that.
And were you just left standing there while your mother in our rain mac and the camogie stick was running around playing the game for you?
A maroon rain mac, Colm, so she had to stand out against blue and white and black and I can't remember what the other colour was, but blue and white was our team and she had to stand out, yes.
And did the other team stop or did they play against her or what?
Well, they continued to play until after about a minute or two. They kind of copped on and everybody started to stop. You could see the stop start, you know, kind of thing. And everyone's kind of going, who's you on?
No. So did the referee give her a red card, like, and send her off?
I got sent off.
You got sent off for letting your mother on the pitch?
They thought I brought her on.
Oh, no. Did you have to leave the club?
I just never went back.
It is embarrassing. No, that is embarrassing. Yeah, yeah.
How could you go back after that?
I love it. All right, Josephine, thank you for your embarrassing mum.
Thank you very much, Colin. Bye.
Sarah.
Hi.
Oh, you've an embarrassing mum as well, do you?
Oh, extremely, extremely.
What happened?
Well, I was about 17 and I got my first job and I was working in a fast food restaurant. Right. And it was all going great. And all of a sudden, my mother decides to walk in, and the whole place was crowded.
Yeah.
And she holds up a new set of underwear.
Right.
I swear to God, she must have searched the town high and low to find the most revealing underwear she could find.
Lovely.
She holds it up, and she shouts around my bra size and the whole lot, and wondering would I wear it, and I just dropped when I seen her in the underwear.
Oh, great. this is the thing when your mom embarrasses you or your dad, how do they actually justify it? How can she justify shouting your bra size out in a fast food restaurant?
She just thought it was hilarious.
She thought it was hilarious. She thought it was a joke and everyone would love it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was in stitches laughing. I just walked straight into the back, and even when I went into the back, she was still shouting it around the place. Just found it hilarious.
There's something goes amiss, isn't it? Just goes amiss that they think it's hilarious.
I think for about 2 weeks afterwards, when I went in, every time I went into work, they were still talking about it.
I love it. All right, Sarah. Listen, thanks for that.
Thanks a million.
Okay, one more, Lisa. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good.
Oh, this is Dad now, not Mum.
This is Dad. Yep. Going into math. One Sunday morning in the hallway of the church, everyone going in together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big, noisy, stinking fart. Real loud. Mm-hmm. And just turns, put his hand on my shoulder and said, don't do that again, good girl.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sure people knew. I was only small that I couldn't have made the smell. And he just shook with the laugh and I didn't care.
What age were you?
I'd say it was about 12.
Oh, no. No, that's not good, is it? That's not good. No. They don't realise the damage they could do, you know?
Well, he had a great shake all the way through mass laughing about it anyway.
I love it. Okay, being blamed on your father's farts. I think, that's pretty embarrassing. Lisa, thanks for that.
Yeah.
See ya. Bye.
See you, Colin. Bye.
Okay, here's a couple more. When I was 16, I was caught drinking. My mum brought me around to my friend's house so she could tell all their mums what their sons had done the night before. Embarrassing, my embarrassing moment was when I brought a few mates back to what I thought was a free house, but when we arrived in the house, the parents were there and were doing naughty things. My mates got a good look before they covered up. I'm even embarrassed just writing this. Thank you, John. Called my mother says, I don't make my bed until the ironing is done to everyone that visits. Embarrassing, Anthony. Embarrassing, embarrassing. If you've got one, 51552 or 1850 715922. We will reward the most embarrassing parent, or with the child who was most embarrassed by a parent, with a €250 gift card from Centra. Making you feel a bit better on this Blue Monday. And they're offering you tea and coffee, just a single cent right throughout the day. That's pretty good. But if you've been embarrassed, we want to know. All right, text coming in, 51552. Loads coming in about embarrassing parents. Okay, here's a few. My mum came onto a bus full of my friends when we were to go to a disco and told me to get off because I was too drunk to go out. Mm-hmm. Colin, my dad used to come in for the last half hour of the youth club discos and take me out to dance at the slow set. So there was no kissing boys for me, and every boy there knew who he was. So I might as well have had no trespassing sign tattooed on my forehead. Oh, no. And he actually danced with you then. That's, oh, he thought he was being the coolest dad in the town. Colin, I worked part-time in Superquip. My father used to wear Wrangler jeans, hair on the chest, ponytail, keys hanging out of the jeans. For a whole year, I got terrible stick. It was so embarrassing. Disco seemed to be terrible. When I was about 17, this lad I really liked walked me home. I lived at some steps, so we bought chips and sat on the steps outside my house eating them. Suddenly, the front door opened and my mum appeared in her nighty and curlers with a sweeping brush and proceeded to sweep the steps and shout to the lad, "Have you no home to go to at this hour of the night?" It was only 12 o'clock. He ran off. He never came back. Okay. Colin, my dad stood up in the middle of the sermon in Mass to tell the locals down the back chatting that he was there to listen to the priest, not to them chatting. And if they wanted to keep chatting, they should go outside. I was mortified. My friends did a sketch of it in a pub that night. Oh, I love it. I'll give you one more here. Colin, I started my first job when I was 16 and the girls in the shop said, "Some man is knocking on the window and keeps smiling at you." The girls then said to me, "Who's that pervert looking in?" I was mortified. I had to tell them, "That's my dad." 2FM. Now, Grania, how are you?
Hi, how's things?
Not too bad at all. We're asking people for when their parents embarrass them, spectacularly embarrass them. What happened to you?
Oh, God, yeah, spectacular is the word. Yeah. I was at 17. I was finished up my last day of work in the grocery shop before my leaving cert.
Yeah.
And some of the locals came in to say goodbye, and some of my friends came in, and because, you know, it was a kind of a local shop.
Yeah.
And the end of my shift arrived, and the shop was full, and my dad came to pick me up and bring me home in a hearse.
In a hearse?
In a hearse.
Oh,
the
no.
The kind that dead people use. Oh, yeah.
Did he work for funeral directors?
No, I never got the full story out of him because I just didn't want to talk about it. I went home and I just went straight upstairs to my room. I was like, "You're never doing that to me again. Oh my God, I can't believe how embarrassed I was."
So you've never actually cleared up how he got the hearse?
No, I presume he was a mechanic.
Right.
So I'm presuming he did this every once in a while. He'd kind of collect me in a random car and then we'd drop it to the person who he was fixing it for.
Right.
So, yeah, I presume he was just doing something, fiddling about with the engine, and on his way to drop it back to the person that it belonged to. He picks me up in front of everyone.
Lovely.
Everyone, the boss.
Lovely.
All the colleagues.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If they're going to embarrass you, they'll do it in style. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I could have crawled into the back of the hearse instead of the front, I would have been quite as happy.
It was awful. Thank you for your embarrassing dad.
Anytime.
Richie.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad.
Okay, what happened?
I was down there, I was probably about 11, I think.
Yeah.
I was playing in the Mini World Cup in St. Joseph's.
Oh, excellent.
And I absolutely knew nobody. And so I was putting goals anyway. And I think I was playing for Ireland at the time. We were playing against Brazil.
Mm.
I pulled off a couple of good saves. And my parents were behind the goals that I was in.
Mm.
So my mother got so excited that she actually ended up in the goal with me. To where the referee had to blow the whistle, stop the game, and remove her out of the goal. And my dad is obviously going ballistic on the sideline as well.
Why was she in the goal? She was just so happy that her son was doing so well.
I don't know what she did. She just started jumping around, getting really excited. I don't know what was going on. But anyway, but she ended up in the goal beside me. So.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for your embarrassing mom, Richie.
Cheers, Tom. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Karen, how are you?
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Go on, tell me your embarrassing story.
Well, I was 14.
Yeah.
I was lovely. You know, spring day, and I had come home from school to change my clothes, but I didn't realise I had cigarettes in my pocket that my mother had found.
Yeah.
Oh, she came out to the garden and she said, "You know, do you smoke?" And of course, I denied it, and so she produced the fags eventually.
Oh.
I had to admit they were mine.
Yeah.
So she set me outside our front gate and said, "Well, if they're yours, you really like them, you're going to smoke them." There were 7 cigarettes in the box.
Yeah.
So she set me outside where our house faced a big green area, and just maybe 20 yards to the right-hand side was the main road and the bus stop. So she set me outside for everybody to see and made me light the cigarettes one after the other.
Oh, no.
And I was so ill. I vomited and I just pleaded for just a drop of water. And she didn't know. And every single person that passed off the bus, she said, oh, look at her, great girl, she's a smoker. And a crowd of children had gathered, you know, calling their friends.
Yeah.
And to this day, I just, and they were Woodbine cigarettes. I, oh my God, to this day, when you said it this morning, yeah, I could feel my cheeks going red at the memory of it.
Oh, I love it. All right, Karen, 7 cigarettes and a go. That's from your mom. That's embarrassing. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you, Michelle.
Colm, hi.
What happened to you?
Oh, Colm, my mother, she saved long and hard for a lovely pair of ankle, well, actually they were more calf-length, cream boots. We didn't have a car at the time.
Right.
We needed to go to town for some shopping for the dinner.
Yeah.
She didn't want to destroy her boots, so she actually put plastic bags on over her boots.
Lovely.
We walked to town.
Oh, right.
We did the shopping.
Yeah.
I hoped and I prayed we only had to go into one shop, but we didn't. We probably did every shop in town that day and we had to walk home again.
And she kept the plastic bags
she
on?
She kept the plastic bags on all the time.
Yeah, okay, that'll do.
Marta.
That'll do, Michelle. Listen, thanks for that.
Thank you, Colin.
Tricia.
Hi.
Tricia, please bring us out the last embarrassing parent. What happened?
Well, I grew up in a pub and we were chatting one day. I was working behind the bar and we were chatting one day about Victoria and David Beckham's children and how they named them after where they were conceived.
Yeah, yeah.
So my mother decided to enlighten everybody and tell me in front of a whole pub full of people that I was blessed I wasn't called for Cortina.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
Oh, and that will stick with you, won't it?
It will, certainly.
Okay, well, sort of, you could have been called Tina.
Well, that would have been a bit better, I suppose. Less
than,
obvious.
And Cortina. Tricia, listen, thanks for your embarrassing parents.
Not at all.
See you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.